It's Monday, August 4th, and you're listening to the Geek at Geek News Central. This is show number 969, sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. Get a managed WordPress site for just $1 a month for 12 months, along with a free domain. Or pick up a domain name for just $1.99. All my specials can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Geek News Central is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Hey, folks, got a great show lined up for you tonight. I'm glad to be back. The back is better, literally. And we'll talk about more about that in a second. You know what comes next. Strap in. Here it comes.
All right, people, I need a go-no-go for the Geek News Central podcast. Digital archive recorders.
We're go fly.
Microphone.
We're go fly.
Video feed.
Go.
Web browser.
Go.
RSS data stream aggregator.
Go fly.
Interflux Toddism suppressor.
All right, I'm confused.
Host readiness check.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
The Geek News Central podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to go. Cue Todd in...
Five.
Button, who's got the button?
Four.
There is no cause for alarm.
Three.
Everybody hold on to something.
Two.
Just press the button.
One.
It's showtime.
Aloha, everyone, and welcome to Geek News Central. Of course, my name is Todd Cochran. I'm glad to be with you here and glad to be back. Of course, I missed all you folks last week. I had a little bit of back trouble. Talk about that here in a few minutes, but it's good to be back in the studio here recording this episode of Geek News Central. I was kind of calculating things out, and if I don't get my butt in gear, the 1,000th show might slip into late October, early November, if I keep, you know, slipping a little bit here, but we'll keep things trucking along, and we'll get there, and we'll get there. But hey, I want to give a warm welcome to all of the Ohana, all the longtime listeners and viewers of the show. Thanks for being here and being part of the family. And of course, if you're brand new to the show, I want to welcome you to Geek News Central. Got a lot to share with you tonight, lots of tech to cover. And I'm going to talk a little bit about some other stuff to begin with here, which we normally do. But if you're brand new to the show, I really want you to take some time and get over to geeknewscentral.com, visit the website. And really, when you're over there, it's easy. Get subscribed to the show via the iTunes link on the website. For I know I've got a couple of buddies that I talked to back that I grew up with that I talked to over the weekend. And all you got to do, if you have an iPhone, is come over to the website and click on the iTunes link. It's going to load the podcast app that's in iOS. If you don't have that downloaded already, just grab the podcast app over off the App Store and get subscribed. Now, if you're on Android, there's lots of ways to subscribe to the show. There's great podcast apps on iTunes, I mean on iOS via the App Store. Go ahead and grab one. And the little orange box with the RSS feed, you want to use that to subscribe to the show. We're going to try to make it easier for you folks that are on Android to get subscribed to the show. That's been a challenge here for many podcasters, including me. And we're going to continue to work and make it much, much easier. Of course, if you want to reach out to me, you can do so via Twitter at Geek News. And if you want to email me here at the show, it's geeknews@gmail.com is the email address that you can use. And that will deliver directly to my inbox. And you can provide me feedback on the show and things that you think, what we need to change, what we need to do, what you like, what you hate. Give me tips and stuff like that. Of course, you can follow us on Google Plus and on Facebook. Really, those are some great places to follow along as well. And of course, we have communities for all our insiders, part of the folks, part of the GNC 1000. So we definitely want to say hello to all those folks as well. Of course, you can watch the show on the Tech Podcast channel on the Roku, on Boxy, Google TV, Samsung Smart TV, Chromecast, really almost any place that you have a device or glass. You can watch the show on that on those channels or directly from the website as well. Of course, this show is sponsored in part by our good friends over at GoDaddy.com. GoDaddy's been here with the show 9+ years now, and very pleased to let you guys all know. As a matter of fact, the email came in just about a day after the last show, let me know that the deals that we had in place have been extended. So that's good. And actually, I got my results today. I want to thank all of you for picking up the products and services. The 32% off code was huge. But what confused me was a bunch of you got hosting accounts with the GNC 199 promo code. And that's got me baffled on why you guys did that. That GNC 199 code is for $1.99.coms. Don't intermix. You know, when you're going to go buy a product over at GoDaddy, use my promo code for hosting for one purchase. Use my GoDaddy promo codes for another purchase, okay? Do it on the same account, of course. Pick up your hosting service first. That helps out the show more. But, you know, all these codes that we've got were extended. Our 32% off code is still good for the month of August. Our 25% off code as well, which works on the new top-level domains like .guru and those types of domains are good. And, of course, we have our WordPress hosting and economy hosting. A lot of you took advantage of the $1 a month WordPress hosting with a free domain. That's $1 a month for 12 months by basically using the Press4 code or Geeks12 for the regular economy hosting. So lots of codes for you to save money over at GoDaddy. GoDaddy's been a longtime sponsor here. And one way to double check when you're on the website, for those of you that are listening, is when you get over to the GoDaddy website, at the very top, you're going to see an exclamation mark with a circle around that says special offer. And if you've clicked a link from my website at geeknesscentral.com/GoDaddy, it's going to give you the details of the deal. And it's also, there's a little drop-down box that says offer limitations. It's going to show you the details of the deal. So that way you'll know exactly what you're getting and guaranteed to lock in the best price. You know, the .club, .today, .tips, .company, .xyz, these are all new top-level domains that are available that you may want to consider. And again, that 25% off code that we have works on that. We want to thank all of you that supported GoDaddy last month and basically supported my sponsor here and keeps the checks rolling in. Matter of fact, here's the, well, it's not a check, but it's the stub from the deposit from back I guess that was the April month. And so it helps things continue here, keeps the lights on. And that's the most important thing. All right, so again, thanks to GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here, and thanks to all of you that picked up products and services and all that you will this coming month. Well, let me just tell you a little bit about what happened on Thursday. I was doing some running around. I had some meetings to do. Left here relatively early, but by about 8:30 in the morning on Thursday, I realized something wasn't right. I was having back pain, unlike I've had in years. Quite frankly, the worst back pain I've had since I hurt my back in 2004, which was pretty horrendous at that time. And by about 11:30 or noon, I could barely drive. I called my wife and let her know what was going on, told her I was coming home. And she said, go to the doctor. And I'm like, oh, I just need to lay down. And she convinced me. So what I did is I went to Tripler. My regular doctor couldn't see me, so he said, just go to the emergency room. So you're thinking, go to the emergency room for back pain. It's kind of weird. But Tripler Army Medical Center, it's kind of almost like office hours. So got in, got registered. They sent me for an x-ray, got back. Didn't take too long. They called me in. Started asking me a bunch of questions, moving me back and forth, pressing on me. And the first thing the doc says, well, do you have a history of kidney stones? And I'm like, no history of kidney stones in the family. And he says, well, maybe you've got a kidney stone. Maybe it isn't back pain. And then I'm like, doc, I just need a muscle relaxer and some pain pills and send me home. And he wasn't convinced. And then more prodding and pushing around and said, of all things, I think maybe, he says, I've seen this only three times since I've been practicing medicine. Maybe you have an area, your big blood vein, aortic aneurysm. And I'm like, huh? Dude, I got back pain. I'm not bleeding out. He says, no, if you're bleeding out, you'd already be dead. And I'm like, okay. He says, well, he says, we can kill two birds with one stone. Let me send you for a CAT scan. I'm like, CAT scan? I'm here for back pain, not, so next thing I'm in a CAT scan machine. And long story short, no aneurysm, no kidney stone, lots of blood work. And 5 hours later, yes, 5 hours later, I'm walking out of there with, guess what? He gave me some Valium, no pain pills, and something for muscle spasms. Sometimes I should just come home and took Tylenol and then toughed it out. But no, I had to go to the doctor. And thank you, taxpayers, for paying for that. You know, as you guys know, I'm retired military, so it's part of my health benefit. Went over there to the medical facility, but insane on a CAT scan machine. But better safe than sorry than me, you know, bursting a aneurysm and not being here at all, I guess. So anyway, that's up. Still not 100%, but much, much better. Hurricane is on the way to Hawaii. So Thursday show, I'm planning on doing. Monday show, I'm planning on doing. They're saying it's going to be downgraded to a tropical storm, but right now it's a level 3 or a tropical. It's a basically a, you know, level 3 hurricane, whatever they call that. And then the one that I'm worried about is the one behind it. That's the one that they're kind of and it's following along the same path, and they think this one has a chance to be a whopper. So I'll let you know what's going on. We are far enough the food chain here that the Big Island gets it first, and then it will come our way. Thursday should be an interesting show because we should be in the middle of 50, 60 mile an hour winds and plenty of rain. So be ready to be entertained on the Thursday's show. We'll keep you advised on that. As Samsung had promised, they sent me a Samsung Galaxy S5, but they didn't send a standard one. They sent me one that's from their Fit line. So I'm tracking my walking and fitness with the Samsung Galaxy S5 Fit. It's on Sprint. I haven't seen the phone switch into 4G or LTE or anything. It's been on 3G the entire time, which makes me go, just a little bit. But long story short, I'll be putting a review up on that in the coming weeks after I send it back. This past Saturday was good enough to do a new media show with Mike Chaffee from the executive producer and co-founder of the Adam Carolla Show. That was a great event. I had a great time with them. But one thing we've also been doing here at the Geek News Central household is we've been talking about solar, talking to solar salesmen. I'm convinced solar salesmen are just like used car salesmen. They all have the best product. The other companies are junk. They all got the best deal. One guy came in here and had a deal for $58,000. I told him it was smoking crack. You know, it's like, wow. I mean, crazy. We do have some good deals, some good offers that is reasonable and is about a 3-year payback. So we will probably be doing solar, but not with the knucklehead that quoted me like $58,000. Because his company was local or something. That was the best reason, but insane. Also, continuing my weight loss challenge, and I'm on track to be at 199 here in a couple of days. I'm hoping by the next show I can announce that. Keep my fingers crossed here, doing well. Pounds are not coming off as fast as they were, but my transformation is working out well. If you guys want to check out the program that I'm using right now, it's with Purium Health Products at myperium.com/podcast. Use the promo code podcast on a purchase and get $50 off. Okay, so let's see here. What else is in my stack here? Hey, we want to thank the Ohana for the folks that have come in and are contributing to the show. I've had a little bit of a slowdown in contributions, but we really hope that you'll support us and our march to have a large number of yearly subscribers that are hitting a variety of levels. And you can find information out about that at geeknewscentral.com/insider. Okay, so let's go ahead and move into the tick of the day instead of having me rap and chat too long tonight. on stuff. But I did want to talk tonight just a little bit about Apple. And I'm concerned. And I guess maybe it's not just Apple that I'm concerned about. You know, I've been in this space a long time, and I've seen, you know, lots of cell phones come and go, lots of computers. And I don't know about you guys, but right now I am having a hard time getting excited about operating systems, mobile devices. To me, that has been like, it's nothing's changing too much. Windows 8 was a complete failure. The Windows Phone 8.1 update is got fraught with issues. We've been waited a long time for Apple to increase the size of the cell phones. You know, Samsung has made some incredible, and other cell phone providers have made some incredible strides in bringing us bigger screens and just absolutely, you know, beautiful screens on these phones. Cannot complain. You know, they've done very well. But I'm having a hard time just kind of getting excited because not a lot of stuff is, in my opinion, being very innovative at this point. And Apple, you know, obviously, now let me show you guys something that are watching. And let's see if I can bring this feed up. You guys all know that on the Apple TV that you can get my show. And if you're subscribed to the show on iOS, it will automatically show up in your channel list on the Apple TV. So, you know, I want you guys to watch and listen to the show wherever you want, whatever glass you've been on. But here's my real problem. You know, and if you look at what's going on with the Apple TV, you know, they say on iOS 8 they're going to be making the icons flat. And I'm thinking to myself, give me a break. Is that all? So they're apparently going to replace the old iOS 6 UI with a flatter look, updated icons, some refreshed fonts that bring it in line with iOS 7 and the forthcoming OS 10 Yosemite. But for me, you know, this to me is not exciting. It really isn't. I'm excited about what's going on currently with the Roku and with Amazon Fire TV. You know, that's some cool stuff, and I'm spending a lot of time on those devices. But I find myself not on the Apple TV because it's so limited. I mean, just so absolutely limited. Now, I know that all of you that are Apple users, you can watch your movies, TV shows, you can play your music, you can get on iTunes Radio, you can hook up with your computer. But the digital ecosphere is much, much bigger these days. You know, and I'm doing a lot of exploring right now, seeing what other people are doing in the space, trying to make sure I'm staying ahead and staying current on what's going on. And how this ties back to me saying Apple's dead, what have they done that's been really that exciting? You know, and really, I just am at the point now where not only Apple having lost its mojo, Microsoft has lost its mojo. We're kind of in this stale period of tech right now. And I'm just wondering, what is next? What, you know, what is next? What's going to excite all of us? What's this going to want to break out our credit card? Matter of fact, for the fourth time in as many months, I should cover this up. This card doesn't work anymore. My Chase Visa card was used inappropriately and very inappropriately. I got the statement, and the charges on there were very odd, weird business. I called them, and apparently someone got to watch a bunch of free adult material on courtesy of my Visa card for about a week. And we think we know how the card got compromised. But this is like the fourth time that I'm going to be shredding a card from Chase. They did not catch us on the fraud alert this time. I caught it on the bill. So what's going to make us get out our credit cards, the ones that haven't been hacked, and what's going to make us spend money? What are you guys looking at today that's exciting you? And it to me, it concerns me a little bit that we're having a lot of news and a lot of stuff going on, but not a lot of innovation. So as you guys are cruising around the internet and as you see stuff, let's start really focusing on the cool crap, the stuff that we want to spend money on. As geeks, where we want to, you know, oh my God, I got to have that. And you save for 3 paydays or 4 paydays or however long it takes to save up the money to have enough to go out and buy it. Or you go out and just put it on the charge card and then pay it off. You know, what excites you guys right now? I'm in a little bit of a lull. Now, there's a couple of things that excite me, and I've got some stuff on my desk here that's more on the pro side. It's not consumer related. I'm not going to talk about it on this show. And I'll be talking about probably on a new show that I'm going to be launching that's going to talk about pro gear. But just primarily because the price is just dropping like a rock. So I'd like to hear from you guys. What do you find that's innovative? And what's cool? What's exciting you right now? So, you know, it leads us into probably another discussion point where Apple is talking about and where some people are speculating the ARM-based that's ARM processors, the processors that are driving your iOS devices now, could be coming into like an A10 model that would be in our laptops coming from Mac as soon as 2016. And I don't know what I think about that. I guess if it's got enough power and, you know, can do that heavy lifting, maybe. But it just makes me wonder, well, Apple wants to control the ecosystem so much in its product line, it doesn't want to have to be dependent on Intel for the rest of its life. So it makes me wonder if we would see a desktop class A10 chipset by 2016. The speculation is that we will. All right, let's switch off the news from Apple and kind of my griping about stuff not being so cool. And maybe I'm just missing the bigger picture, but I just don't get excited. You know, Windows 8.1, every time I see, I'll be honest with you, every time I see that operating system, I just want to smash a computer screen or something. It brings out violent tendencies in me. And I'm not a violent person, but that operating system pisses me off. You know, they have... You know, if it makes, you guys know, I use Windows exclusively, you know, for doing hard lifting, hard work, except for video processing. But why does that operating system make me so angry? And the new start button on the new Windows 9 or whatever they're going to call it, aberration it's going to be. I think they've lost it. I really do. And I'm not that much pleased with Apple and where they're going. And maybe we just got that point where the desktop is just boring and not cool anymore. So I don't know. It's time to change. All right, so going back again. Verizon has responded to the FCC on their throttling concerns. As you remember, FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler and his data basically sent a letter to Verizon over their data throttling concerns. And the folks at Verizon basically responded that these people are only going to be throttled for a very short period of time on a specific tower, and that everyone's doing it. Verizon claims that those people almost always have unlimited data plans and have no incentive not to hog up network resources. The top 5% of data users will be subject to LTE throttling beginning in October. Now, Verizon says exceeding 4.7 gigabytes of data would put you there. I'm at 6 gigs on my MiFi right now, and I have 9 days left in my data plan, and I've been trying to not use it very much because I got, you know, I'll go over before the end of the month if I use it like I normally do when I'm out and about. So they're saying that every other major wireless provider in the United States, AT&T, Sprint, and T-Mobile, has already implemented some sort of data throttling. But here's the deal that we need not forget. Verizon was given spectrum with explicit rules on throttling and openness that they were not allowed to do by being able to buy the spectrum at the price that they bought it at. We have to remember that. And hopefully the FCC comes back and says, no, you can't do this. Now, again, this is about the reference, the C block rules and the FCC's open in order, FCC's open internet order. And Verizon, oh, we're not doing anything that's illegal. And we're complying with law. And so our customers continue to be free to go where they want on the internet and use the application services and devices of their choice. Ha, ha, ha. You know, that's just the biggest scam in the world. So anyway, Verizon, you know, suck it up. Let your unlimited users use their data. Don't throttle them. You know, you made that choice. Live with it. Live with it. You know, stand by your business decisions. You know, because, you know, you can't have it both ways. You really can't. You can't allow these people to stay unlimited and yet throttle them. You know, you just can't do it. While I was laid up this weekend, I watched the movie Transcendence. Watched on pay-per-view. Interesting movie. Predictable to a certain extent. Talks about artificial intelligence. I won't ruin the plot for you. My son thought it would be good. And so it even makes you sit back and think a little bit. But Elon Musk is warning right now of a potential danger of artificial intelligence. You know, he's made a fortune of, you know, betting on future technologies and trends. And he's basically saying that there's a book out. I understand it's called Superintelligence. He's referring, and this is an upcoming book by Swedish philosopher Nick Bostrom, which asks what happens when machines pass human beings' intelligence and whether AI will save or destroy humanity. And he says, worth reading, Superintelligence by Bostrom, we need to be super careful with AI, potentially more dangerous than nukes. And this is an interesting process here. And if you watch the movie Transcendence and think about what he's saying here and think about where we're going with medical technology, being able to print organs at some point here in the near future, doing all types of cool stuff in biology and gene therapy and manipulation. But what happens when nanotechnology gets to the point where the nanotech is actually viable and can build upon, and the nanotech can do stuff to alter biology and do other things? It's kind of scary, you know, because there's some things that Bostrom says in his book that makes this worthy probably of a read at some point. He's a little more ambiguous. And he says, superintelligence would be the last invention biological man would ever need to make, since, by definition, it would be much better at inventing than we are. All sorts of theoretical possible technologies could be developed quickly by superintelligence, advanced molecular manufacturing, medical technology, human enhancement technologies, uploading weapons of all kinds, lifelike virtual reality, self-replicating space colonizing robotic probes, and more. It would also be super effective at creating plans and strategies and working out philosophical problems, persuading and manipulating, and much else besides that. And he also says that the downside includes its existential risk. Humanity's future might one day depend on the initial condition we create, in particular, on whether we successfully devise the system, AA, the seed AI, in such a way that makes it human-friendly in the best possible interpretation of that term. And, of course, what we're talking about is computers basically getting to the point where they become self-aware, able to make decisions on themselves. And, you know, we may not be that far away from that in our lifetimes. We may see that. And if you get to the point where a machine is able to design and control and make things, they could think that they are smarter than we are in order to change us and do it involuntarily. And if you tie some of his comments in and watch this movie Transcendence, you're going to get a bit of a factor, and definitely worth thinking. And who the heck knows? Maybe we're already just as, you know, in the Matrix. Maybe we haven't had the red or blue pill offered to us yet. So worthy of a little bit of thought. And it really will screw with your mind a little bit if you dig too much too deep. Just like a lot of things that happen in this world that can boggle our minds. All right, let's switch gears here a little bit. I'm getting a little philosophical. Not meant to be. Sorry about that. But apparently there's a hotel in New York City, specifically Hudson, New York, who, the Union Street Guest House in Hudson, New York, has included a table-turning clause in their reservation policy. They said, if you book an event with us and a member of your party posts a negative review, the hotel is going to fine you $500. Well, this hotel apparently today determined realized the impact of social media and the backlash that can happen in the negative press, and they have changed their policy as of this evening. It only took a few hours for the net to get a hold of it, but not a smart move to say we'll fine you $500 for a negative rule. Comcast has sweetened the pot in its Time Warner Cable merger plan. It's basically saying, hey, all you low internet users, the folks that are on these $10 a month plans, if you can't pay for them, don't worry. We're going to let you have it for free for 6 months. And if you still can't pay, maybe we'll extend it for a year. That's what we're going to do for you, because we like you and we want to make sure you stay on the internet, and you're not costing us any money anyway. So this is something they're trying to do here to make themselves look good, a little PR piece. Okay, a little H2O to wet the whistle. Now, I've always had a place in my heart for folks that have either physical impairments, be blind, or hearing impaired, whatever it may be. Those of you that have been with this show a long time know that I have a family member that is mentally retarded, and I don't even think that's the socially correct word to say anymore. I apologize if I offended anyone, but he's always been very clear, been able to understand him. There's never been an issue with that. Pretty self-sufficient. Lives with my mom and my sister. And there is a lot of tools being put in place right now to help folks. There's a new app out there called Talkit. It's not even available yet. It's a crowdfunder that's going on by Indiegogo. And what this does is it helps folks that have speech impediments. And what it's going to do, it's going to help disabled users have a voice. And it's going to translate some of the words they have a hard time speaking, or if you can barely hear them, or it's, you know, sometimes folks have a tough time, and it's basically you'll speak into the app will show what you're trying to say. And they're trying to raise about $50,000 to be able to get this app off the ground, but they feel that they've got a product here that might be good for, you know, folks that are having some sort of an issue like this, and likes to see this kind of stuff. To me, this is kind of exciting, and seeing technology help people and make their lives better. It's all good. It really, really is. I got a good article on Engadget talking about what you need to know about hybrids and electric cars. So if you're thinking about buying one, this is a good primer for you. and even talks about some history of them. I'll let you have that up in the show notes. Also, the Mars Curiosity rover has reached a Mount Sharp goal. It's basically drove and rose 3 miles above the Gale crater floor. So this is exciting stuff here. Of course, the wheels took some damage getting across, but the team is pretty happy with the vehicle and how it's working. So they are have done some work on the computer here recently. As we remember, back in 2013, they had some problems on the A side of the computer, and they're basically doing some work now on the A side to make it basically it's acting as the B now. It's the backup, but they've done a lot of stuff here, and they're really happy with the progress of the rover and the science that's been collected. And I'll have the link up in the show notes on that. Also, Rosetta, the Rosetta space probe, is supposed to rendezvous with the comet this week after 10-year, 4 billion-mile journey through deep space. This European probe will finally arrive at its comet destination. It's scheduled to rendezvous on August 6th, which is 2 days from now. If all goes according to plan, Rosetta will on that day become the first probe ever to orbit a comet, and in November, the first to drop a lander. So we'll see where this leads and how it comes. I'm sure we're going to have some pictures. They're already releasing some. You know, companies love to sue each other. Microsoft just sued Samsung for breach of a 2011 patent licensing deal that has something to do with some sort of Android license, believe it or not. And anyway, they are suing them on some cross-patent issues, and I'm sure they'll all end up in court like they always do. Also, if you're a Windows phone user and you have taken the 8.1 update and you're trying to subscribe to podcasts, I'd like to hear how your experience has been. Are you finding new podcasts? Are you having to use Bing and searching for them? And how's that whole process working for you? I'd like to get a tutorial up on for Windows phone users. Because I think they make up about 2% of this audience. I don't want to discount you guys in the least. But at the same time, I want to make sure that we know how to tell other folks that are on Windows Phone 8.1 how to get subscribed to the show and stay subscribed. So if any of your Windows Phone users, drop me a line and give me the dirty details, okay? How many of you, first thing you get up in the morning, you have to have a cup of coffee? That's like, man, that is like priority number one. That's the, you know, it's like either the pot's been brewed or you get the pot on and make it happen. Well, there's a new alarm clock that's going to automatically brew your coffee while you wake up in the morning. So, you know, I'm not a big coffee drinker. As a matter of fact, I haven't drank any coffee in probably a couple months now. But it helps you jumpstart things, definitely, if you need a little kick in the butt in the morning. But there's a, it's called the Barisser, B-A-R. I probably destroyed that. It's probably French. B-R-I-S-I-E-U-R, Brasseur. So, but anyway, it's available for around $250. And it's basically sits right beside your bedstand. You have the grinds in. Water in. This thing, as soon as it's about time to wake up, starts boiling the water, drops it into the grinds, and basically you have a cup of joe waiting for you as soon as you roll out of the hay. So this is pretty slick little deal here. The way things are at my house, this thing would get knocked off the bedstand. I you know, they always show these bedstands on, you know, in these pictures where there's nothing on them but alarm clock. I've got my glasses, an iPad, got the phone charging, you know, 3 remote controls. Please, is anybody's bedstand like just have nothing but an alarm clock on it? You know, that thing would end up busted in about a week. Yeah. Oh gosh, I had to laugh here because I'm reading about this guy that founded the first dial-up ISP. And I'm looking at the dates. Oh, I guess 1989. He probably was the first. I thought it was 1996 what they put. And I was like, can't be right. But the gentleman that started the first dial-up ISP is still in business today, offering shell accounts. Barry called his ISP The World, which is still out there. And there's a pretty retro homepage that goes along with it. And but anyway, if you guys looking for a little history, I'll have a link up in the show notes for you to check that out. Google is struggling with a right to be forgotten request, and now they're saying they're going to be deleting Wikipedia pages from search results. So you guys have really got in a mess over there in the EU, and all of you that are in associated countries part of the EU. And Google's basically having some major concerns. They're basically saying we generally have to rely on the requester for information with assurances beyond the requester's own assertions as to its accuracy. Some requests turn out to be made with false and inaccurate information. Even the requester provides us with accurate information. They understandably may avoid presenting facts that are not in their favor. Such we may not become aware of relevant context that would speak in favor of preserving the accessibility of a search result. An example would be a request to remove an old article about a person being convicted of a number of crimes in their teenage years, which admits that the old article has its relevance renewed due to a recent article about the person being convicted for a similar crime as an adult. So they're having major issues with this over there, as we can expect. It's just a Pandora's box of a mess. Now, you want to speak of a mess. The Electronic Frontier Foundation has come up with a cool thing. They are announcing Stupid Patent of the Month. And the Stupid Patent of the Month right now is one that will just absolutely shock you. U.S. patent number 8,762,173, titled Methane Apparatus for Indirect Medical Consultation. The patent was issued in June and dates back to an original filing in 2007. Now here is the patent. A. Take a telephone call from a patient. B. Record patient info in a patient file. C. Send patient information to a doctor. Ask the doctor if she wants to talk to the patient. D. Call the patient back and transfer the call to the doctor. E. Record the call. F. Add the recorded call to a patient's file and send to doctor. G. Do steps A through F with a computer. That is about as stupid as a patent as it gets. But this company has this patent. And if you are in a doctor's office and you do exactly as this patent is laid out, you are now in violation of their patent and subject to a royalty for every telephone call that you make that does this process. I had a patent submitted that was pretty doggone good. It was something that was original. It was something that we wanted to protect from being exploited by someone else. And ours was legitimate. We spent a lot of money, probably well over $10,000, even using a patent attorney, to try to get this patent approved. And it got contested and kicked back because it's supposedly related to another site. Now, that rarely happens around here at 8:43 at night. You guys have been listening to this show for many, many years. The phone never rings here at this time of night. Once in a blue moon. But yes, EFF, Stupid Patent of the Month. Congratulations. I think that's the winner. LinkedIn is paying almost $6 million for wage law violations. Professional network company agreed to pay a $6 million overtime back wage and damage to employees at its branches in California, Illinois, Nebraska, New York. And this was an announcement by the U.S. Department of Labor. The payments to 359 former and current employees were made after LinkedIn was found to have violated overtime and record-keeping provisions under the Federal Fair Labor Standards Act. So $6 million for underpaying their employees. I wonder how many more companies could get whacked on that if people were really looking into what companies were doing today. Uber has launched People Uber, a no-profit ride-sharing service in Beijing. People Uber brings promising innovations fit for a city with Beijing scale. Using the same Uber app, riders can now share a car by opening the app, connecting with the driver to confirm their destination, and jumping in. Riders only cover the driver's costs, so getting around town has never been so convenient and affordable. Drivers are fellow Beijingers, vetted by Uber and rated by users after every trip. Route details are logged through Uber's system, and the cars are insured and licensed according to the Beijing standards. What are they trying to get around here by doing this? This has got to be a way for them to somehow circumvent some law in China. But anyway, that is the dealio. If you're in Beijing, you can use Uber to do that. The National Geographic Photo Contest results are in. The photographs are unreal. Some of these are like, is that really a photo? How did they do that? Link will be up in the show notes tonight. It won't take too long to go through them, but it's very, very cool. Also, Apple's requiring iOS developers to basically update their apps if they're running on the older OS 10.8 version, and they're going to have to update to OS 10.9.5. In order to basically release their apps with the right signatures. So some apps may go dead after the iOS 8 update. Over in Korea, they're using a robotic exoskeleton, giving dock workers superhuman lifting abilities. And basically, workers wear this exoskeleton to lift and carry around steel and different parts. It'll help them carry loads as heavy as 66 pounds. They don't really have to do any lifting at all. The exoskeleton does that for them, and all they really have to do is guide the part, which is kind of cool. Battery lasts 4 hours. They want to get this scaled up to where it does 220 pounds worth of weight carry and be able to do a full 8-hour shift, which seems pretty smart and probably will help the workers be under less stress and work faster. So pretty cool stuff here with the exoskeleton. I wish we could see it, a video of it in use. That would be real slick. Hey, at upcoming Black Hat event there in Vegas, researchers are going to be revealing how you can hack airplanes to the in-flight entertainment systems. So that should be a good story when it's released. We'll have that information available when it comes out. Amazon Fire TV is getting a streaming upgrade with 5 new apps: Major League Baseball, Watch Disney, Watch Disney Junior, Animal Planet Live, and WWE. And so anyway, wrestling and animals. So anyway, that's the update that's coming to Amazon Fire TV. Also, Square, and I don't fully understand these acquisitions. Square's acquired a food delivery service called Caviar. And they're not saying how much, but apparently the deal is worth around $100 million. And the New York Times reported the deal would take place this week and is apparently some cash, some stock. So we'll see how this goes. But Caviar is one of the many startups that seek to enable customers to order meals online and have them delivered in a short period of time. I'd love to have that here in Honolulu. Hey, have you ever dropped your phone in the toilet or somewhere where it got dirty or nasty? Well, some teenager dropped it in a pond at a golf course. And to get his phone back, he decided he was going to drain the pond. And he basically started a couple of pumps. And he put the hose from those pumps, yes, in a toilet. But apparently the toilet was not tied to a city sewer system. And he ended up draining the pond into a parking lot at the club. Obviously, that was a pretty nasty situation. So the teen is in huge trouble. Probably not smart, hard head work for the 16-year-old, but just crazy stuff people do to get their phones. Or the NFL Now app is coming to Apple TV this month. So if you're an NFL fan, just in time for a little bit of football, you'll be able to get that on your Apple TV. Also, since the Comcast customer service fiasco, there's been lots of articles coming out talking about the process. Did I say Costco? Comcast. The process Comcast is using, and talks about how you can cancel your service with Comcast in a hurry. Now, here's the things that they're going to, there's some techniques they're going to use. And here's the number one technique that I'm going to tell you if you want to cancel your Comcast service. When you call them, tell them that you're moving to Beijing or you're moving to India, anywhere in the United States. And they'll almost immediately cancel your contract and get your service shut down because you're moving overseas. There's no service over there, so they don't have a script for that. NASA has tested an impossible, yes, flying saucer thruster. The system is designed to use microwave energy reflected along a specially designed chamber to produce thrust. The idea first appeared as the EM drive by British inventor Roger Shire in 2001, who got laughed out of the science space. But two separate groups now have gotten this thing to work. In an 8-day trial headed by U.S. engineers firm Kana, researchers found that by using a reflective chamber similar to that proposed by Shire, the team was able to use solely electrical input to generate 30 to 50 micronewtons of thrust. Now, everyone's saying that's significant. And if this can be scaled correct, could be the propulsion system of the future. And this is pretty cool stuff here. This is getting into Star Trek-y stuff. How far off do we get? It's pretty incredible. Really, really is. But anyway, I'll have the link up in the show notes on that. And this is two different groups that verified that, including NASA. Also at the Black Hat Conference in Las Vegas, a gentleman's being able to hack a car lock in minutes by looking at the RF signals we're using to unlock our vehicles with. And he says he can probably do it almost on any vehicle. And if he's within the vehicle over a couple of hours, he says he can probably get the code and unlock your car and steal what's within. You all knew it was too good to be true for those fobs to be secured, didn't you? All right, U.S. is moving closer to former rules barring in-flight cell phone calls. And the Department of Transportation plans to pursue the next step in what could lead to a formal ban on in-flight calls. The agency general counsel, Catherine Thomas, said in a speech last week at the International Aviation Club in Washington. So DOT is developing a notice of proposed rulemaking. So fantastic. No voice calls on the planes. Fantastic. It's the only place we get any reprieve. Love it. All right. You worried about some stuff you're sending, stuff that you're using? Meet MiniLock. It's a powerful new encryption tool built on Chrome OS. And this is a plugin. And it's basically you drag the file in and it encrypts single files for a specific recipient. It's solid crypto, but more than that, it makes sense in a way that few programs of its kind do. Like a padlock, MiniLock makes it obvious what's locked and what's unlocked. You always knew who can open what, and you'll never wonder if you've locked it wrong. So very, very cool. It's got a pretty cool service. Anyway, MiniLock, if you want to start sending more secure documents. Also, congratulations to Brownsville, Texas. Brownsville, Texas is the new home. A SpaceX new rocket facility. Congratulations to that. So the state said it will pump $15.3 million into the region to help create the necessary infrastructure. But this is huge. You know, this isn't SpaceX's first Texan location. It's already got a development site in McGregor, Texas. But this will be a place where they'll be able to launch. And congratulations to them for scoring that. All right, that's going to wrap me up here, bring me to the end of the show. A little bit short tonight on time, but let's look what we've got in email. I don't think a lot came in. I did have some folks that sent me get well wishes and stuff on Facebook and on Google Plus. I do appreciate all those get well notices. I do appreciate it whenever you guys reach out to me and care about me. And, you know, if you have something happen to you, let us know too. So we can talk about it here on the show. I want to remind everyone that everyone that's part of this audience is part of the Ohana. But we're looking for some warriors. And the warriors are folks that are contributing to the show at the $5 per month level. The kahunas are coming in at $125 a year. If you want to be a big kahuna, come in at $25 a month. The ali, where basically you are the top of the pay scale or top of the food chain here in our console, is at the $500 per year level. And of course, we've got the Warrior Council as well and King's Court. So we want to build upon that. We may make some changes to the Warriors Council where we make it, you qualify that after you've contributed $1,000. I figured it would be $1,000 per year, but I don't know if we're going to get anyone to step up to that level. The show needs more benefactors. We really do. And to be able to do what we do, we hope that you'll come in with a contribution at that $5 a month level. And, you know, it's value for value here. We put out 8 shows a month. And this month it'll be 7 because of the show I missed because of being down from my back. But hope we bring extended value to you, make you think, give you information to go out and look at, maybe even buy. We'll pass deals on to you when we can. But your support helps this show out a great deal. So we want to thank all of you that are already contributing. And we'll be announcing some new folks that we haven't talked about already on the next show. I do appreciate all that. Let's go ahead and get into, let me look and see what I did have in the stack for emails. You know, Ron, I got to love the email you sent me. He says to me, wait another 15, 20 years. Because in this little graphic he sent me, it's a lady that's sitting there, you know, it's one of these cartoon graphics. It says, it's bad news when you get to the age where your back goes out more than you do. that's very, very true. I have to have a tendency to agree with that. Got an email from Carolyn. So she said, just wanted to reach out to you for your thoughts on Google Executive Chairman Eric Schmidt auction. What do you think about that? And, you know, here's the deal on these charity things where people are doing an auction to go to dinner with someone. If I thought that, you know, a dinner with me, it could impair enough information to make it worth someone's time to do a contribution like that or a charity thing, I'd probably do it. You know, but if he's, you know, to have dinner with Eric Schmidt, where you would have to pay $610,000 to have dinner with him. Well, actually, Tim Cook did that. I don't know what Eric Schmidt's amount is going to be. Let's see if they've actually, what is the price? Did they put a price on it? Over in Charity Buzz. Oh, that's weird. Have lunch with Snapchat founder Bobby Murphy in L.A. Current bid's $25.50, estimated value $7,500. Who's some other ones that have done it? I don't consider myself a celebrity, so if anybody wants to have dinner with me, come to Hawaii and I'll go to dinner with you for free. Just buy me dinner. And I'll give you lots of advice. So, you know, I don't know. You know, most of us mere mortals can't afford to participate in these types of events. It doesn't happen. You know, it's too much money for mere mortals out there. Got an email from Sam. And Sam, I think we talked about this a little bit. Of course, Sam is one of our longtime Ohana here. Sam is responsible for the graphics back here that you can partially see for the Ohanasaurus, for those of you who are watching the video. And Sam's out in Albuquerque. Sam, dude, you got to figure out a way to send me a Frontier burrito with green chili sauce. If we can figure out a way to ship some of those to Hawaii, let's do it. You know, if you can find a way to get them frozen and dry packed, or frozen packed and overnight, dude, I will order 10 Frontier burritos with green chili sauce. I am so dying for one of those bad boys. You just have no idea. I'm serious. I'm really serious. Let's collaborate and figure out a way if this is even possible. Has anyone done this? Ship food? I don't know if it's possible if you can freeze it enough and get it packed in a good enough cooler to get it here without it defrosting. You know, I don't know if that would work. Let me think about what's in that burrito too. It shouldn't be a problem from a shipping standpoint, but man, I was thinking about it the other night. I really, really wanted one. But Sam talks to me about this Newsonomics NPR One and their new app. And we talked about that on the show. And also we talked about Swell being bought by Apple for $30 million. Yes, so thanks for those two articles, Sam. And if any of you guys get to Albuquerque, there's it's near the college. They have two shops, and I think it's called Frontier. I think that's the name of the actual restaurant. But the Frontier Burrito with green chili sauce. I'll put that on my top five burritos that I've ever had. I really would, and I'm just dying for one. I'm going to have to figure out a way to get to Albuquerque just to have one. Hey, just so you guys, a little programming note. I'm going to Dallas, and Jack, are you coming to Podcast Movement? Are you going to come hang out? I'm going to fly out of here the night of the 14th, and then I get in Dallas Friday morning. I'll be there, and I fly back to Honolulu Monday the 18th. So I'm probably going to be looking for a couple of show hosts to cover the show on Thursday and on Monday. I know you guys have been loving so far what the Gadget Professor's been doing. So if Don is available, I'll ask him to come on board. Any other suggestions on who we could have on board? Who have you guys liked? Who would you like to see come in and guest host? But if any of you are in the Dallas area, lunch might be a little too early because I fly all night going to Houston and get into Dallas like 10. I think there's some events. It's going to be real tight, but maybe Sunday night or something, dinner, for anyone that is in the Dallas area. Maybe we could do that on the 17th. Let me know. It's going to be a little bit of a crazy schedule, but, like to have, go someplace and have a big, this is going to be a meat lover's thing. Go someplace and maybe go have a big steak someplace. All right. Okay. So anyway, that wraps up for the show. Geeknews@gmail.com. Of course, we want to hear from you. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Google+. Get involved. We want to hear from you. Thanks for being here, and thanks for being patient with me. A little odd, I think, the show today. I don't know. I'm kind of melancholy tonight. But thanks for everything. We'll see you next time. Everyone take care. Aloha.